You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
This is our last topic. Jesus was here, and so let me start by giving a little background, and as we do that, we could learn so much about trials, testings of different kinds that would come our way. First and foremost, what happened was Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, took over Jerusalem. There was a siege that happened. And from his time, he ordered the official by saying, I need men, noble men, all right, who could, basically we could get them and bring them to Babylon. And at the same time, equip them, train them in the way of the Babylonians for them to serve me. I believe in that story, we could learn so much. Especially the experience of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That we could relate the battles that they went through. And if you're here this afternoon, I'd like to say, the moment that we give ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, I just want you to know, there is no person who can escape the very battles that this world, that in this world that we are experiencing. In this world, there are battles. And I want to jump into this with what they experience and what this world continuously experiences, especially if you are serving God, if you are following God. I just want to say this. Battles is inevitable. It is part of our lives. And so I just want to jump in. The first one that they encounter is this. It's corruption versus consecration. Everybody say corruption versus consecration. Here's what it says. Daniel 1, 3 to 5. The king ordered Aspenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. Young men without any physical defect, handsome. Let me ask you, how many of us here, you would say you're handsome? Lift up your hands. It's handsome. Handsome. All right. All right. Lord, give us confidence. Give us faith. They look down on ourselves, Lord. How come? All right. The Bible says people have physical, doesn't have any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language. Everyone say language. And literature of the Babylonians. Verse 5, the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after they were to enter the king's service. Here's what happened. The king ordered the men who are part of the elite, who comes from the cream of the crop, and he would command, I will train them. We will equip them. And then after that, they can serve me. There was this guy who was the founder of communism. Who's the founder of communism? Karl Marx. Very good. You're from what school? Huh? UST. Wow, UST. Magagaling pala mga UST. Anong course mo? Huh? Anong course? Accounting. Commerce accounting. Oh, parang, alayo, no? UST, all right. The founder of communism once says, let me teach the children, the young people, 3 years. Then I will own them. 3 years. Just give me 3 years of their time. Then after teaching them the way of communism, then they're mine. In this story, there was a corrupting that is taking place. The king ordered and challenged the Israelites. We got to train them in our own way. As we train them with our own value system, with the ways of the Babylonians, then they are ours. You know, this sounds familiar. This world is dictating, telling us the values that, hey, look, you don't have to go to church. You just enjoy life. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy the immoral kind of life. You eat all what you could eat in your life. That's fine. Enjoy life. Have a feast. Be happy. You don't have to consider your moral values. It's all right. Guess what? It's so familiar that even this world is dictating, corrupting the young people of this generation, polluting our minds, contaminating, infecting, defiling our thinking, so that we will not serve the real God. Daniel chapter 1, 6 to 7 says, among this were some of Judah, from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. Do you realize that their names have their own meanings? Before Hananiah became Shadrach, his original meaning, his name's meaning, is the Lord shows grace. Before Mishael became Meshach, Mishael means who is like our God. The name Azariah, before he turned Abednego as a Babylonian name, his name means the Lord helps. In other words, before they were turned to Babylon, all right, Babylonian way, they had their value system intact in place. And they realized their identity, and especially their identity in God. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Even their friend, all right? Daniel, it says here, he resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Daniel chapter 1, verse 12. He says, please test your servants, us, the four of us, 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Why is that? What's wrong with eating meat? What's wrong with eating pork and all this chicken and all this meat? What's wrong with that? Vaughn, what's wrong with eating pork? Nothing. High blood. You have high blood? All right. Listen to this. What's wrong? Ano problema? Pwede naman, di ba? Why not? Here's the bottom line. The reason why they did not eat is simply because the food were offered to the gods or to their idols. And they said, we will resolve to ourselves never that we'll be defiled of the food that is unclean offered to any other gods. And he said, test us. We are not going to do it. You know, this world would say, it's okay to be a Christian. It's okay to attend a church. Why attend Victory Group when you can attend a Sunday church? As long as you give your tithes and offering, it's okay not to miss one Sunday. That's all right. It's okay to read your Bible. At the same time, if nobody's there at house, you could turn on the internet and get into porno. It's okay for a Christian. At least you attend a Sunday, read your Bible, worship with us, and yet have other relationships if you have your one and only wife. And what if we're having a fight? What if our own emotions is so low? Can we not look for other women out there who could satisfy our needs? Guess what, my friend? That's what the world is telling us. That's the value system. And here, look at this, guys. It says, not even a food. Excuse me, don't talk about morality. Not even that close. Don't talk to me about women. We're single people. And here's their own standard. Just food. Never we will allow our own soul, physical bodies to be defiled, our own spirit, just by eating that food. Folks, to me, that is consecration. To me, it's just like living in this world, but we're not part of this world. You know, in this world that we're living, everything's temporary here. Everything's temporary. You know, our real residence, it's not in the world. We're residents of heaven. We are residents of heaven. Is it possible, Pastor Mark? For some, it's really up to you. I don't know your value system. But if there are compromisers here and there, guess what? Then that's the kind of value you're living in this world. First one, corruption versus consecration. By the way, as I've said, consecrate means what? Set apart. Separated. Folks, listen, we can't be believers and yet we live our lives a double kind of life. We can't live and praise God and after this, you started backbiting. You started calling people names. You started branding. You started accusing. You started all these kinds of bad words. You know what I'm saying? Cursing or cussing. You can't live like this. If you want a real, you want to talk real standards, question is, we got to understand consecration. Are you separated for God? If you are, then we could live a life that is godly. That's the whole picture. Second battle is the battle of compromise versus conviction. Daniel chapter 3 verse 12. But there are some Jews who have set over the affairs of the province. In Umbong of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods, nor worship the image of the gold you have set up. Guess what the king says? You'll be thrown. They'll be thrown to the fiery furnace if they will not worship the God that I place up. Here's what they said. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, here's what they said, the God we serve is able to save us from it. He will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Here's what they said. O king, you know the God that we serve? He's powerful. He's real. And he's able. They knew their God so well because they walked with their God all throughout. And they did not waver. The Bible says, President, King, Sir, hindi na, wala nang prosecution, wala nang defense team. Let it be so. So be it. The God, yung sineserve namin God, you know, He is able, He will save us, He will deliver us, He will rescue us. Kung hindi naman, okay lang, let it be. Patay kung patay. It doesn't matter anyhow. We're not going to bring it on. We will go for it. You know, to me, my friends, that is what you call conviction. That is what you call making a stand with their faith. What do you do when your faith is in trial? What do you do when your faith is being questioned? What do you do when persecution comes? Oh, pare, nagbibiktory ka, nagbabasa ka na ng Bible. Pare, para hindi ikaw yan. Remember, I attended our reunion, Lourdes School reunion, and there was this guy, okay, remembers me so well. Grade 6 to, ah. Nag-high school po ako sa UST. Sabi nga nung i-class katabi ko, sabi niya, pare, Mark, ano nangyari pa? Paano ka naging pastor? Alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi ko rin maintindihan. Hindi ko nga alam eh. Eh, pero natatandaan mo yung pinaggagawa mo. Huwag na natin sabihin, pare, natatandaan ko, ito, ginawa mo. Please, wag mo na sabihin. He remembers what we have done. But I begin to realize, I gotta make a stand for them. I'm not here to please anybody. All I knew is, my God changed me. And they need my God even at this point of their time. What would you do if your faith is in trial? Guess what? Your heart will be exposed. Your faith will be exposed. First things first, it's either when trial comes, testing, we complain. We complain. Lord, ba't pa nangyayari sa akin to? Lord, nag-fast pa naman ako. Ilang beses na ako nagpa-fast. Lord, nagpe-pray naman ako. Pero hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin breakthrough. Ito pa rin yung buhay na pambihirang buhay naman to. Ito pa rin. Ganito pa rin yung anak ko. Ganito pa rin asawa ko. Ganito pa rin business. Ano ba nung to? Kristiyano ba kami? We begin to complain. Hello? Lord, nandiyan ka ba talaga? Lord, do you care? When we face trials and temptation and testing, we started to what? Complain. Not only complain, but even doubt. Lord, totoo ka ba? Eh, sabi mo, ganito, hindi naman nangyayari. Eh, hindi, bibigay na lang ako, Lord. Ganyan pala nangyayari sa buhay namin. Walang pagbabago, ganito pa rin. So, para ano pa yung pagiging Kristiyano ko? Hello? People start to be confused. And they will say, Lord, take this problem away from me. First, listen, why do you serve God? Do you serve God because of who He is? Or you serve God, you're here today because of you want to get something from God? James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, here's what it says. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Hold it there. There will be trials, not just trials of many kinds. How do we respond in trials? Consider it pure joy. Ang hirap naman yan. Ang hirap talaga. But that's what the Word of God says. May problema ka, bound ka sa utang, nagkakaproblema ka sa mga relationship, you give into temptation, as if, tapos pure joy pa, eh sabi po ng Bible eh. Ang hirap niyan ha. May problema ka, tapos tatawa ka, halakha ka, tapos magbe-pray ka kay God. Lord, you're so good, but I have a problem. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on! That's what the Word of God says. Let's move on. Verse 3. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops what? Perseverance. Guess what? You got to be tested. Every person who walks with God, be ready. You'll come to a place of testing, trials of many kinds, because your faith produces what? Develops perseverance. Verse 4. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be what? Maybe what? And complete, not lacking anything. Now, here's the bottom line. Let me ask you this question. Honestly, how many of you here wants to be mature? Lift up your hands. I want to grow. I want to be mature. Come on now. Are you sure? You do want to be mature? Turn to somebody next to you. Do you really want to be mature? Are you sure with that? It's an honest question. The Lord can see us. You really want to be mature? Lift up your hands one more time. If you don't, it's okay. How many of you want to be mature? Let your hands raise up. Come on now. Mature, huh? Okay. Raise your hand. Come on, raise your hands, everybody. Don't put it down. Raise your hands. Wait. Raise your hands. Lord, I pray that you give every person whose hands are lifted up with problems, trials, persecution, sufferings, Lord. In Jesus' name, so that We will persevere and mature in Jesus' name. You better be sure what you ask. That's what the word, hello. Surely, Lord, more pa, more. Pensing pa, Lord, hallelujah. Testing of my faith. Woo! Lord, mature. Maturity, Christ-likeness. Para may forgiveness. Para, Lord, pag na-offend ako, hindi ako lalayo at magpupunta ako sa ibang service. Pag may masama ako ng loob, Lord, tipong haharapin ko at magsosorry ako at magpapakumbaba ako, hindi ako magpapakapride. That's maturity. Real love. You want real love? You go to the person whom you just hurt or somebody hurt you. Go to that person and say, you know what? We've not been talking for a long time. I have some issues with you, but I want to say this. I'm sorry still. Forgive me. I think the Lord allowed this to happen. The conflicts. Remember, we were fighting and I'm telling this to you. You're telling me this. Pare, peace. Sorry. You're my brother. Let's walk in love. Forgive me, I forgive you. Gusto niyo ba talaga maging mature? Taas ang kamay. Alright, hindi na. Okay na yun. Here's the question. Why would they not bow down to the idols? Why? Why is that? Why would they not bow down? Eh, pwede naman, Lord, magbabow down ako. Bow down lang pala, Lord, eh. Pero Lord, within my heart, you know my heart is for you. Lord, bow down naman eh. Lord, I could give in. Lord, I will repent later. Lord, di ba, forgiving God ka? Magsusorry naman ako. Ipaforgive mo naman ako, di ba, Lord? Or Lord, di ba, King, Hari? Eh di ba, Lord, delegated authority yung president, yung king? I'd rather obey. And that's your word of God says that you have to obey the delegated authority. Or Lord, ako. Lord, yung mga bata pa, kailangan nila ng tatay eh. Kailangan nila na mag-aaruga sa kanila. Guess what? Sometimes we give all our excuses. But you know within you, you should not bow down. This man didn't bow down. Why is that? Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Here's what it says. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be what? Strong and? Those who know their God. In NIV translation, all right? In NIV, here's what it says. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him. You want to say no? You want to make a stand? Question is, how much do you know your God? Do you have a consistent relationship that you walk with Jesus every single day? Guess what? I'm not going to be surprised if you're going to make a stand and say no. Why? Because we don't please men in this world. We don't. We please our God. And that's why here in this world we say, we honor God and make disciples. Can you say amen to that? Thirdly, condemnation versus covenant. The enemy's strategy is to condemn us to death and destruction. The Bible says, the enemy came to steal, kill, and to what? Destroy. Hindi po ba? Yun yung purpose ng kaaway. He came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Here's what it says. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated. How many times? Seven times. Lord, may problema na nga. Tapos, eto pa. heated 7 times hotter. Hindi lang persecution, pare. Inaccuse pa ako. Hindi lang pag may accusation, may discouragement. Down na down ka na. Ano pa nangyari? Hindi lang. May mga different kinds of sufferings. Rejection. Condemnation. Condemned to die. I just can't. Severe sufferings, intense fire that I'm experiencing. Guess what? Here's a choice. God is a God keeping covenant God. Are you living according to God's covenant? Because God's covenant has something to do with His word, His bond, His agreement with us. God's covenant has something to do with His word and God's faithfulness displayed. Let me say that again. God's faithfulness displayed through His presence, power, provision, protection. He's in covenant with us. Whatever circumstance, extreme pressure, intense fire that we all experience, guess what? He's going to show up. Let's check it out. Verse 24 says, the king Nebuchadnezzar leaped his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, were there 3 men that tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, O king, look, I saw 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound in an harp, and the 4 looks like the son of the gods. When you experience extreme fire, when you experience intense suffering, you don't give in to the ways of the world. You don't give in to compromise. Guess what? Somebody is going to show up. What happened here, what they said came to pass. A 4th man was seen in the furnace. We believe that man, no other than Jesus Christ Himself. If Jesus showed up right there on the furnace, Old Testament times, what more for us now when He went to the cross, that He took all our sufferings, our condemnation, anything that you're suffering from, the testings and the trials and the circumstances and the people around us, guess what? We can all overcome simply because Jesus shows up. In other words, here's the point. We can persevere and endure those trials because you are not alone. Jesus is right there with you, winning that battle, for He deserves all the glory, Jewish name. Can you say amen? Can we give Jesus a big, big round of applause this time? You know, the real point here is, Jesus went through the most ultimate fire, the most intense rejection, the most intense condemnation, the most intense persecution. Yung na-experience mo, pare, walang sinabi yan. Kumigive up ka, eh, si Lord nga eh. 100 times, 1,000 times pa. And I want us to see what happened here when Jesus showed up. All right? Here's what Nebuchadnezzar says in verse 28 to 29. Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent His angel and rescued His servants. They trusted Him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of trouble. For no other god can save in this way. No other god. Jesus was there. In the Old Testament, right there in the furnace. Let me share to you a story. Recently, Pastor Manny Carlos went to the Middle East, and they have this gathering of pastors, those who are leading movements. All right, and he encountered a pastor in Egypt and was telling a story of a Muslim woman who got saved in America. So this Muslim woman got saved, and the way she got saved, guess what? Jesus Christ showed himself on a vision. Nagpakita lang naman si Lord, na-save siya. Parang sa Acts chapter 9, nakita ni Saul na naging Paul, ganun po ang pangyayari. Jesus showed up, and then he said, I want to serve you. I want to serve God. And so, in the Middle East, he's a Syrian, by the way. She went to the pastor there and says, you know, I want to be baptized. Are you sure you want to be baptized? Yes. And the pastor asks, okay, here's the way for people to be baptized here, especially if you're a Muslim. If you are willing to die for Jesus, then we will baptize you. The woman says, you don't know what I saw. You don't know the Jesus that I saw. And you will never ask me that question. Please baptize me. She was baptized. After she got baptized, she went straight home, talked to her mother, and she said, Mom, I need a confession to make. I'm serving Jesus. I'm now a Christian, and Jesus is my Lord. The mom grabbed her clothes, dragged her outside on a 13th floor. This is a 13th floor condominium. Threw her out in the window right there. She's dead. Dead on the spot. Few days old, the Christian did not bow down. If it takes my whole life, so be it. She's dead. There's another person, a guy this time, whom basically a Muslim, wherein he encountered Jesus, saw also Jesus. This is a normal phenomenon, natural phenomenon for Muslims. Jesus would show up. All right? And so that's what happened. Jesus showed up to this guy, and this guy became a Christian. He went up to the pastor and said to the pastor, Pastor, I'm a Christian right now, and I want to be baptized. Are you sure you want to be baptized? Yes. All right. Are you willing to die for Jesus? And the guy says, die for Jesus? No, not yet. I'm not ready. All right. Next time. All right. Okay. He went out. He came back after a year. He came back to the same pastor and he says, Pastor, I'm now ready to die for Jesus. I want to be baptized. He got baptized. He went to his own dad. And he said to his dad, Dad, I have a confession to make. Dad, I am now a Christian. And Jesus is my Lord. And the dad goes, you know, son, you continue that path. That's the right path. And the son goes, why? He was so amazed. He says, why is that, Dad? Because I've been tracking you down. And I know you are a Christian. You know what I did? I was trying to poison you twice. And nothing happened to you. So go on with your Jesus. How do you know your God? Would you bow down or make a stand? Because if you don't bow down, my friends, you won't burn, because Jesus himself will show up. If you don't bow down to any form of idols and sin, you won't burn, because our Jesus, who is faithful and true, will show up for us. Can you say amen? Can we give Jesus a big round of applause? Here's what he said. Hebrews 13. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? We say with all boldness, confidence, with full conviction, my God will never leave me. My God will deliver me, because he's a God-keeping covenant God. He's going to show up because he is faithful. His presence, Jesus showed up. His power, his provision. You need anything? He's going to show up. His protection. What else do you need?